Chapter 12. Alone and Not Alone. When Mr. Black told me he was finished, my boots were the heaviest they had ever been in my life. I couldn't talk to Mom, so I decided that I needed to talk to Grandma. I ran up the 72 stairs to her apartment and rang the doorbell. She didn't answer, so I rang again and waited. Then I opened the door and went in. Grandma? Hello? I thought maybe she had gone to the store, or perhaps for a walk in the park, so I sat on the sofa and waited. I was very worried about her and invented terrible accidents that had happened to her. I got a bit panicky and started looking around the apartment for her. Grandma? I looked everywhere, in the dining room, the kitchen, the bathroom, and in Grandma's bedroom. In the bedroom, I opened the top drawer, where I thought her clothes would be. I don't know why I did that. It was filled with hundreds of envelopes, carefully put in rows. I opened the next two drawers down, and they were also filled with envelopes. I pulled out one envelope from each drawer. They all had the same writing on them, and they had been mailed from Dresden in Germany, which is where Grandma came from. I went through all the envelopes and checked the date stamps on them. There was one for every day from May 31st, 1963, to the worst day. Some were addressed to my unborn child. Some were addressed to my child. What? I knew I shouldn't do it, because they didn't belong to me, but I opened one of the envelopes. It was sent on February 6th, 1972. It was empty. I opened another, from another drawer, with the date November 22nd, 1986. It was also empty. June 14th, 1963. Empty. They were all empty. But where were all the letters? I heard a sound from the guest room. I panicked a bit and quickly closed the drawers. I thought for a moment. It must be the renter. He was real. The door of the guest room was closed, but when I got down on my knees, I saw that the light in the room was on. Grandma? I whispered. Are you in there? There was no reply. Is someone in there? I said more loudly. I'm looking for my grandma because I really, really need her. After what seemed like a long time, the doorknob slowly turned. The door opened, and I saw a very old man. Are you the renter? He showed me his left hand, which had yes tattooed on it. Then he turned and went back into the room. When he came back, he was holding a little notebook. He opened it at the first page and wrote, I don't speak. I'm sorry. Who are you? I asked. He turned to the next page and wrote, My name is Thomas. That was my dad's name, I told him, but there are lots of people called Thomas. He died. On the next page, he wrote, I'm sorry. We stood there. I didn't know what to say to him, and he didn't know what to write to me. I told him, I'm Oscar. My grandma isn't here, is she? he showed me his right hand, which had no on it. He wrote, "She went out." "Where?" I asked. He shrugged his shoulders, just like Dad used to. "If you want to come in," he wrote, "we could wait for her together." I went into the room with him and sat down on a chair. "How long have you been living here?" I asked. He wrote, "What has your grandmother told you?" "Well," I said, "since Dad died, I think, so nearly 2 years." He opened his left hand. "What's your story?" I asked. He thought for a moment, then shrugged his shoulders and wrote, "I don't know." "Where were you born?" He shrugged his shoulders. "You don't know where you were born?" He shrugged his shoulders. "Where did you grow up?" He shrugged his shoulders. This man didn't seem to know anything. He was a bit strange, but because Grandma wasn't there and I really needed to talk, I said, "Can I tell you my story?" He opened his left hand. So I told him how I had broken the vase and found the key and the envelope with Black on it. I told him about the voice of Aaron Black, and how beautiful Abby Black was, and how I had put her photo in Things That Happened to Me, my scrapbook. I told him about Abe Black in the roller coaster, and Agnes Black, who was dead. Then there was Alice Black with all her drawings, and Alan Black, the doorman with his very small TV. I told him about all the other Blacks I had met, too, because now I had visited all the Blacks up to the letter R, including Ruth. Finally, I told him all about Mr. Black and how he had told me he didn't want to continue with the mission. "And now I don't know what to do," I told the renter. "I haven't found the lock, and I don't know anything that I didn't know when I started my search. I've had to tell lots of really bad lies. And the worst thing is that I miss my dad more now than when I started. I wanted to do the lock mission so I could stop missing him." All the time I was speaking, the renter was looking at me and listening carefully. I told him, "It hurts too much." He wrote, "What does?" Then I did something that surprised even me. I ran down the 72 stairs, across the street, and up the 105 stairs to my apartment. I went to my room and got the old phone. Then I ran back to Grandma's apartment. The renter was sitting on the same chair in the same way, like I'd never left. I took the phone out of my backpack and plugged it in. I played the 5 messages and then pushed the stop button. "No one has ever heard those messages except me," I said. He looked very serious. And worried or upset, I wasn't sure. Finally, he wrote, "Why was he in the World Trade Center?" "He was there for a meeting. He went there quite a lot," I told him. "What kind of meeting was it?" he wrote. "He runs the family jewelry business, which my grandpa started." "Who's your grandpa?" "I don't know. He left my grandma before I was born. She told me he really liked animals and used to keep lots of them at home. She says that he could talk to them." What do you think about your grandpa? I don't think about him, I said. He pushed the play button on the phone and listened to the messages again. Again, I pushed stop after the fifth message finished.
Message 5. Tuesday, September 11th, 10:04 a.m. It's... Dad. Hello. So, Dad. Know if... Hear any... This... I'm... Hello? You hear me? We... To the roof. Everything... Okay. Fine. Sorry. Hear me? Much. It happens. Remember...
We sat in silence for a while, and then I said, I need to know how he died. Why, he wrote. So I can stop inventing how he died, I told him. I found videos on the internet of bodies falling from the World Trade Center. When I look very closely at the videos, there's one body that could be him. It's dressed like he was, and I think it might be wearing glasses, like him. It probably isn't him. But I want to believe that it's him.
You want him to have jumped?
I want to stop inventing. If I knew how he died, I wouldn't have to invent him dying inside an elevator, for example. That actually happened to some people. Some people in the Windows on the World restaurant tried to use tablecloths like parachutes. Sometimes I imagine Dad doing that. There were so many different ways to die, and I just need to know which was his. The renter held out his hands like he wanted me to take them. Are those tattoos? I asked him. He closed his right hand. Why don't you talk? I asked. He wrote, I can't. When was the last time you talked? He wrote, a long, long time ago. I asked, can I take a picture of your hands? I wanted to put it in my scrapbook. He put his hands on his knees, open, like the pages of a book. Yes and no. I took Grandpa's camera out of my backpack, and I took the photo, and then I went home.